Christmas flicks, cold ones and hits, chuckles and screams, lots of bad dreams. Christmas is here, so grab a beer. All you dreadheads, take your fucking meds. Go grab the bong, listen along. Get high as shit, get fucking lit. 12 cans of beer, movies of fear, smoke everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how we love Christmas horror flicks. If you don't, go suck a dick. Daily we're playing movies of slang while drinking beer. Christmas is here. NLD's Christmas Slaycation. NLD's Christmas Slaycation. On we send, on without end. Podcasting tones to every home.
Here we go, day 7. Day 7 of NLD's Christmas Slaycation. SJ, the time is just flying by. We're almost to the big day. We've covered 6 movies that every one of our fellow listening dreadheads should watch and check out this holiday season. All you horror fans should check them out. Christmas Horror, NLD's Christmas Slaycation. Man, we're over halfway through now. We're doing day 7. We're halfway there. How are you feeling, sir?
Oof, I feel like it's flown by, like you said, man. I can't believe we already got 6 of these in the bag. It feels like we just started.
I know it. I'm going to be sad when it ends, but I'm going to be absolutely happy when it ends. Because this is a difficult proposition. But, hey, we made a, we dedicated ourselves to this. We made a promise to our dreadheads, and we're giving you 12 fucking Christmas horror movies to watch this holiday season, and we're on day 7. SJ, what movie do we have today?
This movie needs no introduction, I'm sure. I'm sure everybody's seen it at least twice. We're talking about the great comedy horror, black horror, if you will, movie from 1984, Gremlins.
You actually call Gremlins a black horror?
Or black comedy is what I meant.
Black comedy. Oh, okay. You said black horror. I was like, I'm sorry. Did I watch the wrong Gremlins?
No, this isn't fucking Dracula in the Hood or whatever. Okay. That's not what I meant.
Blackula.
Blackula, that's what it is. We can do that maybe next NLD Slaycation. Just kidding. Otis.
It's not even a Christmas. All right.
Well, it's not. It's not a Christmas movie. I'm all over the place, man. Sorry. Damn.
I know, man. All these movies, everything runs together. Gremlins is an absolute, cult classic.
I think it's more of a pop culture classic. Mega hit, man. Yeah. You got it's directed by Joe Dante, fucking written by Chris Columbus. I mean, it's got Spielberg's paw prints on it. This movie's one of those kind of almost like a super group of a movie.
And this is going to be an easy movie to talk about because I don't think that we have to, really go through the fucking plot.
No, but long story short, we have Randall Peltzer, who's kind of a quirky inventor who stops off in this weird curios type shop looking for a Christmas
present. Well, he's a very bad inventor.
Yeah, his shit really kind of sucks. Like, he's got this weird toothbrush contraption thing that also...
Remember the egg cracking one?
Oh, yeah.
The coffee maker didn't work with a shit either.
Yeah, he's kind of like the nutty professor. He's just kind of a bumbling inventor guy. But he's looking for a Christmas present for his son. He stops off at this weird Cantonese-type gift shop, if you will, and discovers this odd creature... for sale, and the shopkeeper is very reluctant to let go of this little guy, who turns out to be a creature called a Mogwai, which happens to be Cantonese for the word devil. And so I guess the dad makes the shopkeeper an offer he can't refuse, so he ends up selling this Mogwai to the guy, but it comes along with a lot of stipulations, and I think we're all familiar with them. Yes. No food after midnight.
Don't get them wet.
Don't get them wet. And no bright light, sunlight, no, bright light. So these things are obviously nocturnal.
Bright light.
Very, yeah. and very high upkeep type of pet. So this isn't like getting a fucking goldfish.
It's kind of like getting married.
Yeah. Damn, that's sad but true, brother.
Don't feed them after midnight. Don't get them wet, because they'll multiply. You see what I did there?
Yeah.
And, you know, don't expose them to sunlight, because if you do, they'll find somebody else and leave you. No, sorry. Sorry, that was bad. Okay. Anyway, no, what my wife fuck? Is not a mogwai.
She's not a devil. Speaking of bright light, the voice of Gizmo in this joint. Do you know who that is?
I do Tribute. Not.
Howie fucking Mandel.
Shut up, Bobby. Nope.
Yep, Bobby from Bobby's World, if you're old fucks like us and remember that shit. Yes.
That's interesting. Yeah, so. I did not know that, man.
Yeah, Howie Mandel. He probably won an Oscar for that performance.
He should have.
So that's him with the whole Mogwai song, I guess. But so, yeah, we end up with this the main character, Billy, receiving this Mogwai for Christmas, and of course it's Gizmo. He names it Gizmo. Everybody fucking knows what Gizmo looks like. Since this movie came out, there's been stuffed Gizmo dolls everywhere, it seems like. And he's just one of those characters that pops up all the time. Of course, he's fucking adorable, and Billy falls in love with him like a puppy. And then shit kind of goes haywire.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the town of Kingston Falls.
Enter right stage Spike.
Yes.
And those are my people right there. Those are my gremlins. I picture our listeners looking more like that than I do fucking Gizmo.
Gizmo?
To be honest.
It's Stripe. It's Stripe, not Spike.
Stripe. Oh, I call him Spike.
Right. Okay, Spike is cooler. It's more metal. I see why.
I think so, but okay, Stripe, whatever. I mean.
Well, you know, one of the major cardinal rules is broken. Billy accidentally, or Gizmo gets wet. I think somebody knocks over.
No, he feeds him. Water. Remember, he feeds him.
Feeds him. Okay, and so that starts a horrific process of giving birth to these evil Mogwai. So if you break any of these rules, basically your cute little Mogwai starts seizing out and just popping these weird fucking fur nuggets out of his belly. And these become...
Fur nuggets.
These little fur nuggets are these little pulsating like eggs almost. And they become these real, almost alien-esque, slimy cocoons out of which pop the evil gremlins, which are the best part of the movie by far, man.
I think.
So we end up with a whole gang of these little bastards that
and we call them dreadheads, because the bar scene, I picture you know, me and you being one of these, you know, creatures.
Oh yeah.
With all of our dreadhead listeners in this bar, and that's what that scene reminded me of. I'm not trying to placate to our listeners. Lie.
that was an obvious lie. Placate away, my friend.
No.
But yeah, these guys go crazy. They're hanging from the ceiling at the bar, just wreaking havoc all over the town. Like you said, everybody's seen this movie. We don't have to go through every single scene. There are some great effects in there. Some really kind of gruesome shit that goes on. One of my favorite scenes is when the granny is riding her electric, what's that thing that takes old people up the staircase when they can't walk up them anymore?
The stair lift or the stair master.
And I guess the gremlins have gotten into the wiring of it and
shoot your
short-circuited
ass out
it or something. Shoots her fucking ass at high velocity. She fucking gets ejected at the top of the staircase and flies out the fucking window. There goes
They're
grandma.
All giggling. Right.
We got a scene of a gremlin getting nuked in the microwave by Billy's mom, and he explodes into guts and goo. And man, just the gremlins in a porno theater, I think, at one point.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man.
I have to admit, I didn't even actually want to, you know, put this movie in this list. because it's in every list.
Yeah,
of Christmas movies, but and it's been a while since I'd seen it. Now, you know, I get tired of hearing people say, "Oh, well, yo, Die Hard." No, Die Hard is not to me a Christmas movie. And my last recollection of Gremlins was not really a Christmas movie. It's just that, you know, kind of a comedy. Then I watched it again, and I refreshed my memory, and it's more of a Christmas movie than fucking Die Hard.
Yeah, definitely.
Die Hard just had Christmas lights in it. It was at Christmas time. It's true. Like, you know, I saw a meme that said something about, oh, well, if Die Hard is a Christmas movie, well, then so is Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, I've heard that argument.
Lethal Weapon had to do right around Christmas time.
You know, I think...
Not a Christmas movie, but this is great. Movie. What's that?
No, I'm just saying, I think a lot of these movies that people consider to be Christmas movies but don't really qualify as Christmas movies is because they tend to watch these flicks around Christmas. I think Gremlins fits in there. I think a lot of people, it's a tradition to watch it around the holidays. We used to, as a family, we used to watch Gremlins around Christmas time. I think a lot of people are like that with Die Hard too. It's just like a tradition to watch these movies. So they, in their mind, through their nostalgic lenses, they see them as maybe more Christmassy than they actually are. But
people that watch Die Hard and think that's a, you know, Christmas tradition are just weird. And I hope that some of them are our listeners, and that's no disrespect, but you know, Otis has got to be true.
Yeah, man, preach it.
I just think it's weird. I love all of our listeners, but I just think that's weird.
Well, everybody has their weird fucking traditions, man. We used to watch It's a Mad, 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 Mad World every fucking New Year's. How fucking bizarre is that?
Not really. I mean, look who you're asking.
True. Well, you called something weird.
All right. There's not a lot that we can really say about this that hasn't already either been said or that people already know. We just had to put Gremlins in this category. How much of a horror movie is this?
Oh, geez. It's
because we're talking Christmas horror, so how much of a horror movie is Gremlins?
Well, I would say it's between 20% and 30% horror, maybe on the lower side. So maybe, I don't know, maybe 20% and 80% comedy, just based on the design of the Gremlins. I could see that scaring younger kids, maybe, even though they're mischievous. And I guess, as we all know, the term Gremlins came from the Second World War, whenever pilots specifically would have mechanical issues with their aircraft. They would blame it on these invisible, imaginary little monsters that they nicknamed Gremlins. So it's, I would say,
don't we do 20%. Don't we do the same thing with you know, when we have internet quirks? Oh, we have the internet gremlins.
Yeah, or the glitch gremlin, or
I've used internet gremlins, you know, fucking up our shit. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they do tend to attack every once in a while. Even on our show, man. We got gremlins all the time. But
all the time. What are you gonna give Gremlins skull wise, sir?
Well, as a fan, and this is one of my nostalgic movies, I'm gonna go a little high this time. I'll give a straight up 4. I dig it. I don't ever get tired of it, really. I don't watch it that often, but when I do, I'm reminded why I love it. And I don't know. It's just one of those ones from my childhood that doesn't really have to be heavy on the horror to get a high rating from me. So 4. If you've been living under a rock since 1984 and you haven't seen it, check it out. You owe it to yourself.
1984. How old were you then?
Let's see. I was born in December of 1984. So, you know, that's when did this come out? I was 0 when this came out. I think this actually came out in, this came out in summertime of 84. So June 8th. So I was on my way, but I wasn't quite there yet.
And I get it. Again, you know, I was, you know, I'm a little bit older than you. I was 12 in 1984. I remember seeing this movie, even as, you know, a 12-year-old, didn't even fucking pique my attention. I was more into Airplane.
And girls, probably. Starting to get into
No, girls. I was still doing the knuckle shuffle and the piss pump, my friend.
A tradition that remains alive to this very day.
You never lied, sir.
Oh, and great music by Jerry Goldsmith in this too, like the theme song for Gremlins. That shit gets stuck in my head all the time, man.
This movie does, although, you know, take me back. It has a nostalgic feel to it for me. And for those that are around my age that were, you know, up and running at you know, the time that this movie came out, it has a nostalgic feel, and I'm always a sucker for that. So I'm giving it, you know, I'm going, you know, with what I gave, you know, Day Six, that great flick, Christmas Horror Story. I'm giving this the same. I'm giving it a 4.25.
What? You went higher than me?
I did.
Not expecting.
I'm always higher than you, sir.
That's true. Damn, now I want to go back and one up you, but it's too late. Fuck it, you. You planned that. That was a strategic strike against SJ. And this kind of violence against SJ will not stand in the future.
It will not stand, sir.
I will impeach your ass off of this podcast if you do that again. Off of your own fucking baby.
That's all right. There still has to be a hearing, sir. I'm still in control.
I know. Nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to change. We all notice. We all notice, Otis.
We all notice, Otis. That's right. I make myself notice. All right. So you gave Gremlins a what? A 3.75?
No.
Would you give Gremlins?
I gave it a straight up 4.
A straight up 4. I went 4.25 because I always have to one up the good SJ. SJ, thank you. Gremlins, of course, a Christmas, you know, staple, Christmas movie staple. Maybe not so much your horror. I agree with you. Maybe about 20-30% horrors. You know, it's kind of a kid's kind of, you know, movie, but still one of those that I'm sure a lot of people, like you mentioned, will do with Die Hard. It's a tradition. Hey, check it out. Why am I even saying check it out? It's like Gremlins just came out.
Right. I know, right? One thing before we go, this movie either created the PG-13 rating, speaking of it being a kid's movie, or it was one of the very first. I can't remember. But yeah, so it's got a little bit of gore and guts in there. So yeah, like you said, check it out. Brand new movie from 1984 called Gremlins. You'll love it.
And with that, Day 7 is in the bag of NLD's Christmas Slaycation. Slay on, Wayne.
Slay on, Garth.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right. I was wondering if you were going to, you know, do anything there.
I had muted myself because the hounds of hell are out there raising hell.
Oh, the hounds of hell. All right. Day 8 coming your way. We'll talk to you. Have a good night.
Bye. Thank you for fucking listening to a fucking Christmas show. All of you dirty dreadheads, let somebody fucking know. All of the other podcasts, they can go and fuck right off. Otis and fucking SJ, the shit is really fucking boss. Plenty more good flicks to see, yeah, we'll cover those. Murders, geeks, and lots of shrieks, and all of Santa's ho-ho-hos and freaks. Thank you for fucking listening, we think you all are really cool. We'd be nothing without you,
Cause horror fans fucking rule. Yeah, horror fans fucking rule. I said, horror fans fucking rule. Fuck yeah.